So what kind of cruise is this you're going on?
It's called the Born Again Boat Ride. Christian Quarterly gave it their highest rating, 5 thorny crowns. I do wish you'd come with me, Sheldon.
Well, Mom, if I did, it would be conclusive proof that your God can work miracles.
You're missing out. It's going to be wall-to-wall fun. It's all themed. There's Jonah and the whale watching. All-you-can-eat last supper buffet. And my personal favorite, gunning with God.
What's gunning with God? I'm afraid to ask.
Oh, it is a hoot and a half. You write your sins on a clay pigeon, they fire them up in the air, and you pulverize them with a 12-gauge shotgun full of our Lord's forgiveness.
Frankly, Mom, I'm encouraged to see how advanced your group has become. You're willing to sail out into the ocean without fear of falling off the edge.
For example, if Shelley was aboard, he'd write Smart Mouth on his pigeon. And then, bam!
The Lord giveth and the Lord bloweth away. Well, Mom, according to my itinerary for our weekend together, the fun begins with fried chicken.
Sounds delicious.
Well, good, because I got you everything you need to make it. You are in for a treat. My mother's fried chicken is why we had to buy my dad the extra large coffin.
Sheldon, she just got off the plane. She doesn't want to cook.
Well, of course she does. Making me food is her way of saying I love you. Making me food when she's too tired to cook is her way of saying I really love you.
Actually, I wouldn't mind going out for a bite, Sheldon.
Won't that spoil our appetites for the chicken you're going to make me?
All right, that settles it. We're going out. Do you like sushi? There's a great little place down the street.
I've never had it, but there's no harm in trying something new.
There's a lot of harm in trying something new. Well, that's why we test out drugs and cosmetics on bunny rabbits.
Sheldon, you're talking like a crazy person.
Actually, I had him tested as a child. Doctor says he's fine.
Told you.
Although I do regret not following up with that specialist in Houston.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Stop yelling. I'm not happy about this.
What's the last thing you were ever happy about?
Prospect of fried chicken.
This is exciting. Back home, the diner on Route 4 serves sushi, but it's just cut up fish sticks and a side of Uncle Ben's. Put it on the menu in those kung fu letters, but that don't make it sushi.
Kung fu letters might not be politically correct.
Oh, I thought the one we couldn't say was Ching Chong.
Yeah, that too.
So, Shelley, what's up with you and your friend Amy, if you don't mind a mother prying a bit?
Well, there's actually big news on the Amy front. She's been studying the neurobiology of addiction in lower animals.
You have any idea what's going on with those two?
It's kind of like the Loch Ness Monster. Maybe there's something there, maybe there isn't. We'll probably never know. But sometimes it's fun to creep yourself out thinking about it.
On the young lady front. I hear you're in some sort of a long-distance situation.
Oh, yeah. It's Raj's sister. It's kind of tough. She's in India. Also, her parents aren't happy she's dating someone white.
Oh, that's a funny turn, isn't it? You never think about it going the other way. Well, you can't force things. You need to figure out if you're in a relationship or if you're just calling it one. It's like they say, a cat can have kittens in the oven, but that don't make them biscuits.
That reminds me of another saying. You can lead a chicken to Crisco, but you can't make your mother fry it.
Sheldon, you pester me one more time about chicken, I will put you over my knee right here in this restaurant.
Please pester her, please, for me. So, Mrs. Cooper, what did you think of the sushi?
It was good. Only thing would have made it better if it was cooked. And if it was beef. Sheldon, when is your landlord gonna fix the elevator?
I don't know. Lately, we've been talking about converting it into a missile silo.
Your son seems to think we need to launch a preemptive strike on Burbank.
Get them before they get us.
Raj is sitting outside their apartment, swigging beer.
Hey, look who decided to show up.
Raj, what are you doing?
I couldn't find you guys, so I bought 6 new friends. 3 sadly are dead.
Mom, you remember Rajesh. Rajesh, my mother.
Of course, Mrs. Cooper. So nice to see you again.
Well, so nice to see you, too. I thought it was our Indians that had the occasional alcohol problem.
We don't say that either. I'll make you a list.
Oh, that'd be mighty white of you. So, Raj, what pain are you trying to cover up with alcohol?
Nothing, I'm fine.
Are you?
No.
That's better. Now tell me what's bothering you.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, yes. Born alone, die alone is a tragic human condition. Now, Raj, if you'll excuse my mother, she's about to make a pecan pie that'll be so good, I'll almost forget how she blew it with the fried chicken.
Sheldon, your friend is hurting. What do we do when someone's hurting?
Offer them a hot beverage.
And when they're drunk as a skunk, what beverage do we offer?
Coffee.
And what do we do it with?
He turns on a fake smile, then walks off.
Now, you listen to me. I know you feel like you can't find someone, but there's a lock for every key. Back home, there's a girl works at the Walmart. Tall, tall girl. Woman could hunt geese with a rake. Thought she'd never find a man. Then one day, wouldn't you know, Harlem Globetrotters come to town. Long story short, today that woman travels the world with a semi-professional basketball player and 2 beautiful mixed-race babies.
I didn't get a lot of that because of your accent, but the general tone was soothing and somehow I feel better.
I'm not gonna get my pecan pie, am I?
Want some Oreos?
Double stuff?
No, it's regular.
Nice, kick a man when he's down. I'm glad we're finally getting to do something together, just the 2 of us.
Sure. One thing you really miss when you're on vacation is laundry.
But get careful. You're using too much Downy. You know, if my clothes get too soft, it makes me sleepy.
Well, this takes me back, me doing your laundry, you next to me criticizing.
It is nice, isn't it?
Mrs. Cooper, hi!
Oh, hello, darling!
Sheldon, you didn't tell me your mom was coming?
It was in my weekly email blast. Right between beet season is finally here, and red stool from beets leads to cancer scare.
So, how have you been?
Good, good.
I hear that Leonard has a new girlfriend. How are you doing with all that?
Oh, fine. You know, it's been a while. I'm getting back out there.
Let me ask you, when you get back out there, are you wearing this?
It's super cute on. That top has paid for itself in free drinks like 10 times what it costs.
Yes, Penny has a lot of money tied up in promiscuity futures.
You think maybe the reason why you're having trouble finding a guy to settle down with is because you're letting him ride the roller coaster without buying a ticket?
Oh, they don't always get to ride the roller coaster. Sometimes they only get to spin the teacups. Tonight, would it be crazy to ask you to look at the outfit I'm gonna wear?
Oh, not crazy at all. And don't beat yourself up. When I was your age, you could have me for a car ride and a bottle of strawberry wine.
Sheldon stands looking shocked.
Yeah, that will not be in this week's email blast.
So, this spring, I get to go to the International Space Station.
Oh, my word, a trip to the heavens. If you ever want to live there eternally, I've got a good book you could read.
Thanks, but I watch the Charlie Brown Christmas special every year, so I get the gist.
I bet your mom is really proud of you.
Nope. She says if I don't back out, she's gonna go on a hunger strike. It'd take years before she'd be in any kind of danger, but still.
I've got a treat for us tomorrow, Mom. I'm taking you to see Saul Perlmutter give a lecture about his Nobel Prize-winning work in cosmology. And the best part is, at the Q&A afterward, I've worked up a couple of cues that'll stump his sorry A.
know, Shelley, I thought we could do a little sightseeing.
What sight is better than your little boy embarrassing a Nobel laureate?
Come on, Sheldon. We'll take your mom to see the Hollywood sign, the Wax Museum, the Walk of Fame.
Ooh, maybe a little rodeo drive.
Well, I can't spend $12,000 on a handbag, but it's free to look upon those who do with righteous condemnation.
What do you say? What do I say? I say you people need to stop ruining my mom's visit with your sushi and your sadness and your slutty shirts. Stop it!
Raj whispers to Howard.
He's not talking about your shirt. Your shirt is fine.
These are delicious.
Trick to pancakes is bacon grease. I cook everything in it.
Everything? Aren't you worried about your health?
Oh, doctors are always changing their mind. One week, bacon grease is bad for you. Next week, we're not getting enough of it. Good morning, Shelley.
Mom, I want to apologize for my behavior last night.
Apology accepted.
Great. Now, you're gonna love the Perlmutter lecture. Look, he will be stating that the universe is older than 6,000 years, but I thought you could stick your fingers in your ears and hum Amazing Grace during those parts.
I am still going out with your friends.
But I apologized, and that was hard for me because I didn't do anything wrong.
Shelley, I hung out with you in enough dusty lecture halls while you were growing up. I want to go sightseeing, so why don't you have some pancakes, get dressed, and come with us?
I'm not going, and you can't make me.
You're right, I can't. Have a nice day.
Well, I'm going to stand here until you change your mind.
Well, then you are going to stand there all day.
I'm just going to take my bacon grease and slide over there.
I can't believe my own mother is abandoning me.
I am not abandoning you, Sheldon. Abandoning you is leaving you in a basket on a church doorstep. I am going to Hollywood and thank a wax Ronald Reagan for his service to our country.
We appear to be at a crossroads in our relationship, Mother.
Well, I guess we are.
Sorry, syrup.
All right, Mom. When you're at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, if they have an exhibit about a mother who threw away a chance to spend a day with the world's most wonderful son, believe it because it's true.
But I haven't...
That lecture was a waste of time. I made more accurate diagrams of the expansion of the early universe on the nursery wall with the contents of my diaper.
You getting sick?
No. Just allergic to people who get Nobel Prizes for no good reason.
Sheldon, is it possible that your foul mood, or to use the clinical term, bitchiness, is because your mother isn't making you a priority?
No. Or to use the clinical term, nuh-uh.
Are you sure? The infant-mother pair bond is the building block of primate psychology.
Oh, there it is. It always comes back to monkeys with you. Just monkeys, monkeys, monkeys.
Sheldon, we're all animals. And granted, there are aspects of you that are extraordinary. When it comes to emotions and relationships, you're just like everybody else.
Are you trying to suggest that my emotional problems are no different than those of a stupid person?
Actually, some research indicates that by not overthinking, the less intelligent handle emotions better. Oh. Sure you're not coming down with a cold?
Oh, yes, the common cold. Just like everyone else, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
This one's sweet, you know, for your rosary rattlers.
Mrs. Cooper, we say Catholics, not rosary rattlers.
My goodness, it's a wonder you people in California can talk at all.
This is like the worst Hollywood tour ever.
What am I gonna do? She wanted to see churches.
Hey, they have wine here, don't they?
Hey, none of our gods have abs like that.
That's the last Jew who did sit-ups. And look where it got him.
Hey, while we're here, why don't we all do some praying? Let's put a little church in this church.
Oh, I'm not sure we
should. It's easy. I'll show you how. Lord, Mary Cooper here, coming to you from Gomorrah, California. I want to thank you for the blessing that is my little Shelley. I also want to thank you for the continued strength not to cold cock him with my Bible. All right, Penny, your turn.
Okay. Hey, God. What's up?
Leonard, you're up. Wasserman, you're on deck.
Okay, I don't know. It's probably a little late to ask you to make me taller. If you could help out with me and my girlfriend, she's all the way in India, that would be great.
Hear that, girl trouble. Turns out we were both wrong on that front.
Penny looks at him sympathetically.
How about you?
No, thanks. I'm good. I'm really just trying not to burst into flames.
Rajesh?
He says he's having trouble dropping those last 5 pounds.
Huh. I might have gone with the talking to girls thing.
Yeah, no, you only get one wish.
It's a cool, dark night, and Sheldon's clutching a hanky as he sits out on a bench. A man in a suit sits down next to him, and they exchange polite nods.
Look at the two of us. Me, a highly regarded physicist, kind of mind that comes along once, maybe twice in a generation. You, a common man, tired from your labors as a stockbroker or a vacuum cleaner salesman or a boot black. But deep down inside, apparently we're just two peas in a pod. A regular pea. Kind of pee that comes along once, maybe twice in a generation.
The man moves further away.
Rain. Another great equalizer. Falling on the head of the brilliant and the unremarkable alike.
The man puts up his umbrella and gives him a look.
Smarty pants.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper, it smells so good.
You take notes, darling. The real way to get a man is with melted cheese and cream of mushroom soup. He'll die at 50, but his love will be true.
A drenched Sheldon arrives home.
I need a tissue. This one got wet.
Here.
Thank you. Yeah, I've learned something today. You and I, in so many ways, other than intelligence and what counts, we're the same.
Sweetheart, are you sick?
I hope so, because if this is well, life isn't worth living.
Oh, sugar pie, you are burning up. We've got to get you to bed.
Okay.
Don't worry, Mama's here to take care of her baby.
Just to be clear, only her baby and not these other people.
Of course.
Can I have tea with honey and toast with the crust cut off?
You can have whatever you want.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best.
He looks back and sticks out his tongue to the others.
Boy, last time I put vapor rub on you, you didn't have hair on your chest.
I know. You're filled in last year. I didn't get to spend a lot of time with you on this visit.
And whose fault was that?
Yours.
Shelley, you're not 8 years old anymore. We have to have a different relationship.
No, we don't. The one we have works great.
Sweetheart, you are a grown man.
Or maybe I'm part of a new species that lives for hundreds of years, which means I'm still basically a toddler.
Oh, I so should have taken you to Houston.
Does this mean you're not going to sing Soft Kitty?
No, I will always sing you Soft Kitty. Soft Kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Mrs. Cooper, were we supposed to take that pie out of the oven?
Get out!
Well, that was rude.
Well, I know, but he means well. Sing.
Happy kitty, sleepy kitty.
What are you trying to pull, Mom? From the top.
This is what I'm talking about. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.